Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and today is July 28th, 2008, and we have a great guest today. Would you like to introduce our guest, Jerry?
I would love to. We're excited about having Johnny Jett. His bio reads like something from a who's who in the travel industry, but we're really excited because he's known as one of the top best money-saving websites for travel and also one of the top 10 essential travel resources on the Internet. And, Johnny, we do want to welcome you to our show, and thank you very much for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. Yeah, pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. You too.
Yeah. We'd like to start out, first of all, how did you get into the travel industry before you even started JohnnyJett.com?
Well, you know, I grew up in Connecticut, and I have a crazy story because I used to be afraid to fly.
Oh. Mm.
And you could not get me on a plane from when I was 18 to 21. I mean, I was petrified, and it's a long story the way I got cured, but basically, I had asthma. My doctor was giving me too much medication. I finally went to the homeopathic doctor. He weaned me off. And I just started reading all kinds of books, and I realized it's safer to fly than it is to drive. And once I started flying, I just got totally addicted. I took a job at a college where I went to school, and I was an admissions officer, and they were sending me all over the country. I had 26 states, and I was going to Hawaii three times a year for work. But we were on a tight budget. So I had to figure out ways of, traveling first class or whatever, because I was, at the time I was dating a girl who was basically a princess. She would only fly first class, and I never went in first class my whole life.
We know that.
Yeah, and so, once you go front, it's tough to go on the back.
Okay.
And we were on a tight budget, so I read all kinds of books and asked questions to everybody, flight attendants, pilots, business travelers, just on secrets, and I started learning them.
Mm-hmm.
And then while I was working at the college, I just started sending my secrets out to my colleagues who I worked with. They hired all of my friends in the office, and I had one of the students make me a basic website, because back then the Internet was brand new. Websites were just popping up, and in my little tips, I started talking about websites, like, Priceline just started up. This is a great way that we could meet our budget and stay at a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I was getting emails from people all around the world, friends of friends, saying, can you please add me to this list? And I'm like, sure. And I just kept putting my stories in and getting a little bit more creative, adding webcams of the week and travel news and deals and pictures where I went for the week. And my website was real basic. Like, I had guidebooks, Lonely Planet, Frommer's, Rough Guides. But I linked everything that I could possibly find. There was 5,000, there's 5,000 travel websites on our portal, all neatly categorized.
Oh.
And a month later, USA Today made it Website of the Week, and that was in 2000. And once they about it, it was unbelievable. People were calling me, asking me to do radio interviews, TV interviews. I did Fox News Channel, CNN, and it's just, the press has been amazing, and it's been word of mouth. We've been mentioned in over 1,000 different radio shows like yourselves or magazines and newspapers and TV shows.
Mm. My word, how impressive. My goodness. So basically, your website is primarily traveling first class on the airlines?
No, it's definitely not first class. It started out just like, secrets on how you could get first class. And back then, it was much easier to smooth your way up to first class. These days, it's really tough. You still can, but it's tough. But basically, these days, I have 38 writers. They travel around the world, and they write about everything from family to gay to couples to luxury to budget, every different topic. And on the portal, there's every different category as well. I mean, we have all the airline contracts linked, so you can just click and you can find out your rights for every airline, or you can just sign up to any freaking flyer program by clicking the airline. It goes right into their enrollment form. And all the hotel discounts and secrets on how you can bid and information like that. Just any kind of information that has to do with travel, we have it.
My word. About, I don't know how to ask this question technically or But how often do you have to update this? I mean, is it like a staff of 2,000 updating every hour? No, I'm just joking. But is it, it must require a tremendous amount of time to keep this updated.
It does. You know, I have a few people working full time. I do a lot of the updates and stuff. It's my baby, and it's updated every day. But every week we have a free newsletter with stories for where I go and our writers. Usually two other writers a week we put in the stories from. Mm-hmm. And it just has helpful tips and pictures, and we really try to make you feel like you're there. So that we have a lot of armchair travelers where, you know, either they can't travel right now because they're working or they're sick or they're afraid or whatever. And, you know, I'm very personal when I write. I mean, I have fears when I travel, and, you know, one of my biggest fears in the world was traveling overseas. But once I got over it, it was like, wow. And then I've even been on the longest flight in the world, and that, you know, I was afraid to fly, and then I won the inaugural flight of the Singapore to New York, which is 18 and a half hours.
Right.
And so, and I'm very honest about my fears, and I just came back from South Africa, and I was worried about malaria, and I talked all about that. And, you know, we try to make them funny, too.
Well, that's good. It's a very realistic sight. I know you talk about hotels and cars and all types of ways of traveling. Do you get paid to do this? How do you make your money, if that's not too personal?
That's a question I get every day.
Okay.
We make money from advertising, and when people book their trips on the website, we have really cool search engines, so you can just put...
Oh, so you're like a travel agent also?
No, definitely not a travel agent. We're partners with a travel agency that specializes in discounted first class and business class tickets, like a consolidator. But I think I don't do any of the bookings. Everything's all online. We just send people to other websites like Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, you name it. Mm-hmm. And they pay us a referral fee. But we also have a booking engine that you just put your cities and dates in once, and the next page you click which ones you want to look, and they all pop up. You don't have to keep putting in your cities and dates, which is pretty tedious after a while.
Right.
But there's not one website out there that has the cheapest deal. And that's the big thing. That's when I go around speaking. Right. You know, to find the cheapest deal online, you really need to do your homework, and it takes time. You have to search. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to go to one site and say, "Oh, there it is." You have to do your research.
I know. Yeah. Using the web, I mean, it sounds so easy, but it's quite difficult to find. I know my wife had to fly to Phoenix. And it, she went on five different quote-unquote cheap air sites, and the prices range tremendously different.
The reason why they're different is because all these companies have deals with the airlines, and so they're showing the ones that they make the most money first. So if you put in your cities and dates, they're bringing up the ones that they're going to get paid the most. That's why, you know, one moment. One site could have the lowest fare, but the next, it could be another. I mean, the airfares are changing every minute, every second.
Right.
And so you just got to figure out which is a good deal. You just can't drive yourself crazy by doing it all day long, because you can do that quite well.
Well, she actually ended up just calling an airline and booked it right out of the phone, because she said, this is getting too complex. So what you're saying is that on your site, you can go poke, Salt Lake City, the Phoenix, these dates, and it will, in theory, come out with the cheapest, taking all of the websites and everything? Is that how much data you're doing?
Again, it might not be the cheapest deal. It usually is, because it's going to show all different websites, and you can compare with those websites. But it's also a good idea to call a travel agent or the airline to find out, you know, if a human could do a better job. And it might be worth paying the either $15 airline fee or the $40 travel agent fee.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in I just went from London to Bangkok, and online everything was $1,000. But I called my travel agent, and he found me a fare for $625, which was not showing.
Oh.
I had to stop in Abu Dhabi, but you know, I'd never been there before, and I welcomed it. I spent the night. I decided to spend the night an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if it's worth it to you, there's so many options out there. That's what's so great about travel, and there's room for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I know. You want to talk just a little bit about lead time? Do you find the best deals 24 hours beforehand, for example, or calling 6 months ahead of time, or does it matter?
You know, it all depends on the situation, where you're going. The big thing is, the key to finding the cheapest fares is definitely being flexible. I mean, if you can change your flight time either by a few hours or by a day, it's amazing the price difference. So when you log on to the internet, don't put in a specific time, but just put in the date and just put in any time of day, unless you really need to leave at a certain time. And if you do, that's when you're going to get hosed. You're going to have to pay the most amount of money. And also using frequent flyer miles. I mean, I'm always booking using my frequent flyer miles. I travel every week, 100 times a year. So it's twice a week, really. But and I'm trying to use the miles a lot. But a lot of times you can't do it online. So I call the airline myself, and you speak to an agent and say, listen, if I'm going to Europe, I say, where can you get me to go to Europe? And I'll say, any class of service. And sometimes, you know, they'll say, okay, we can get you to London. But I really wanted to go to Rome. But, you know, once I get to London, then you can jump on a low-fare carrier. There's a lot of alternate airports. You just don't want to make a tight connection because they leave from different airports. Usually you want to spend a night in London and on the way home, too, because if you miss that flight, then you're really up the creek.
Right. My word, that's fabulous information, because I know generally I will just call the airlines when I travel. So I call the airlines because I don't have a lot of time to spend doing the research. So I just call and off I go. But I was interested in learning that even at that, for example, the $625 London Bangkok fare, so you got miles for that flight? Did they give you miles for it?
Well, that's through Etihad Airlines, so they're not a partner with any of the alliances.
Ah, okay.
So they only have their own frequent flyer program, which I would have gotten miles, but, you know, I don't fly them very often.
So it's not worth it.
Well,
but it's worth saving $400.
I mean, I should sign up for their program because you never know. You never know when. It's always worth signing up for a frequent flyer program, especially for like an American carrier, because even if you only fly like 1,000 miles, they'll send like 18 months from now, they'll send you a notice in the mail saying your miles are about to expire, but you can use these for magazines. So you can sign up and get like 3 magazines, subscription to magazines for a year just for those miles.
Wow.
And people don't realize that. Or you can donate the miles.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole category on the website for where to donate your miles or how to get magazines for your miles. And that's just the kind of stuff that we go in depth about.
I noticed that. Let me ask on their categories on where you came up with the different categories. Did you just start out originally, as you mentioned, with air, and then you branch out with hotels? And I noticed you have now Auto Europe for cars, and so just keep adding different categories?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always adding. Just 2 days ago, I added the airline contracts. That's what came to my head when I was just talking about it. One of my buddies is like, do you have airline contracts on your website? I'm like, you know what? I don't. That's a great idea. So I went and found out. I looked up all the airline websites and found all their contracts, found the unique URL, and put it on one page. So to make it easier for everybody. So,
wonderful.
But, I mean, we're always updating. So if you ever don't find something on the website that you think we should have, we always recommend people email us, and we'll do our best to add it.
And the website's johnnyjet.com, right? Yeah, johnnyjet.com.
It's johnnyjet.com, johnnyjet.com. And we've been around since 1999.
Wow. That's great.
Wow. Yeah, I'm both Chris and I were very amazed. Before we started recording, that it's embarrassing to say this. We just heard about you a couple of months ago. And I've been in the travel industry over 35 years. And
Chris
has been traveling
forever. I try to get
the word out. Yes. And I'm glad we found you. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners on why they should come to your website before they do anything else? Because I know, tell about your background, the quotes and where have you been and quoted and been on TV, et cetera. Just a little bit so our listeners will know that they better go to johnnyjet.com first.
Well, it's a great jumping-off point. We don't have any competitors. That's what's so great about Johnny Jet. We link everybody. We also have a link to all the radio shows, and as well as your show right now. We have on there. So, I mean, whatever you're looking forward to do with travel, you will most likely find it on JohnnyJet.com. And if not, we'll make sure you do the next time you come on. But also, and when you travel, the secret to traveling is to always be nice to everybody. It really is. It sounds corny, but it's amazing how far you'll get by being nice.
Yeah,
I watch these
yeah.
people when I travel all the time, and they're like, they're jerks. And when if you're a jerk to an agent or a flight attendant, you're going to get nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're kind,
yeah,
they upgrade me or whatever. It's just amazing what you'll get by being nice. And I dated a flight attendant for three, 4 years, and so I knew she told me everything, all the secrets. And I even knew that before that, just to be nice to everybody. It's just the way you should
mm-hmm.
travel. And stuff happens. Not everything's going to go smooth, and you have to realize that. And just be prepared. Like, if you're going to be on a plane and you don't like to hear crying babies, bring some Bose headsets. Or
okay.
if you don't want a light in your eye, bring a mask. Just get prepared.
Mm-hmm.
A smile goes a long ways, you know. Yeah, I mean, when I travel internationally, or even if I don't know the language, I mean, you just smile, and you know that says a lot. Yeah.
It sure does. And
yeah.
I even have a little book in my travel bag that has pictures. So if I am in a country where I don't speak the language and they don't speak English,
oh nice,
I could just point to the picture.
That's a good idea. Yeah, right.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, Johnny, we've mentioned several times how to contact you, but at the end of the show, would you like to give us another plug on how our listeners can contact you and look you up?
Sure. Sure. They just log on to johnnyjet.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y-J-E-T.com, or they can email me at Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, at johnnyjet.com.
Well, it's great to meet you, Johnny, and our listeners are really, yeah, that'd be great for them to know about your website and know what you're doing out there. That's great.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on and having the service for everyone else to learn about travel. I mean, it's an important subject. It's the number one industry in the world, and
mm-hmm.
it's only going to get bigger.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me.